Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Debrief, May 8, 2025. Kind of dipping my toes into the Judge Donnie well here because I had to give you guys pieces of evidence for debrief.
You submitted into evidence something that had me raging the second I saw it.
I wanted to make sure you guys had this in front of you, had a hard copy to be able to refer to during the segment here. So this was put out by Front Porch Sports. And it is just a college football list that is meant to get the masses fired up. They listed the top 100 most electric college football players of all time. And as you guys see in front of you, plenty of big omissions on this list. To me, I'll just give my general overview. It feels like the guys that put this together started watching football around 2010 and decided to just sprinkle a couple of older players in there as they saw fit.
Well, it's not even that. So they tweeted it out, right? I don't even want to give them credit, the account. And then they responded to their own tweet with rage bait, clickbait. Your favorite team isn't that special. Get some ball knowledge. Let me throw that get some ball knowledge right back to you guys. You said most electric college football players, and you've got Manti Te'o even in the top 100?
I mean, I don't mind their number one. They put Barry Sanders one.
I know, but they're like taking
that.
I know, but they're taking like the definition of electric just in an incredible literal way. Like Johnny Football is number two. Tavon Austin, yeah, he was electric, number three. Here is where I could point out a number of places where this starts to break down. Like, I don't know, Max Duggan several spots higher than Jamar Chase and Travis Hunter. Do you even remember what school Max Duggan played for, Donnie?
TCU.
Thank you. But was he an electric player?
No.
No, he was a game manager quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ranking 51st on the list here. Kenneth Shane Pickett. Ranking 56th on the list. Tony Dorsett. Ranking 74th on the list. Larry Fitzgerald. Unranked on the list. LeSean McCoy, Aaron Donald. I won't say Darrell Revis, although his punt return is one of the most electric plays I've ever seen. Ranked ahead or behind Kenny Pickett by 11 spots. Joe Burrow. What are we doing here?
I also just thought of, you brought up Tavon Austin. No Pat White. No Steve Slayton.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of other guys from like just that 07 college football season, which is just my favorite of all time. An Ohio State guy for me. How is Ted Ginn Jr. not on this list? Ted Ginn was one of the most electric college football players of all time. Maybe not top 10 or top 20, but he's absolutely top 100.
So people watching like Shady McCoy juke guys out of their shoes, for example, not electric. People watching Kenny Pickett play like a very good year of quarterback and do a fake slide once, electric? More electric than Tony Dorsett or Aaron Donald.
He's not even the most overrated former Pitt or former Steeler on this list. They have George Pickens, 34. He's two spots ahead of Herschel Walker. Think about that. The guy missed all of a season where they won a national championship because he tore his ACL.
They've got Shedeur Sanders at 31, 13 spots ahead of Travis Hunter.
Yeah, I mean, that's another bad one. His jersey retired there.
Hold on. They've got Justin Blackman in the top 25.
I mean, he was really good.
Come on, Pony.
I don't really, I mean, maybe the order of it, but I don't mind the top 10. If you told me that was the top 10,
I don't think Tebow was an electric player.
I disagree.
Oh, I actually think Tebow absolutely.
I think you're out of your mind, Chris. He absolutely deserves to be there.
He shouldn't be ahead of Bo Jackson. He shouldn't be ahead of Deion. He shouldn't be ahead of Lamar. Oh boy, he did a jump pass and ran hard. Yay!
How about Honey Badger being 28th?
You think that's too high or too low?
How is Vince Young not ahead of Tebow?
Vince Young should be in the top 10. They also have Cam Scataboo at 22.
I honestly have zero issue with where they rank Tebow.
Where's Peter Warwick on this list?
They probably didn't even know Peter Warwick ever played college.
Here's what they tried to do.
Dennis Dixon also not on.
Hold on. Randy Moss is number 76. Yeah. And then here's one of these ones that these jamokes did to try to make it seem like they weren't just basically what Donnie accused them of, which is like 15-year-old kids. Steve McNair, Alcorn State. They probably had to have somebody tell them who he was.
There's two Penn State players on here. They have Saquon Barkley, 7th most electric college football player of all time. And they have Micah Parsons, 99. You want to talk about an oversight? How about Kejana Carter?
Right.
Not on this list.
Dude, there were multiple guys on the offense for that 94 team that could have been on. Like, Bobby Engram was putting up numbers, but Kejana for sure.
I don't know. I don't think of Bobby
Ingram. How about Larry Johnson when he had 2,000-plus yards?
That's a good one. I don't think of him as an electric player, but based on some of the other losers that they put on this list, maybe I should.
I don't know. Was anybody just, like, foaming at the mouth over Deuce Vaughn's time at K-State? He's 95th.
I honestly think the most disrespectful thing might be where they put Dorsett, 56th.
They put a guy on. Now, this is.
That is insane.
This is on me.
Did you notice who's right ahead of Tony or right behind Tony Dorsett?
James Washington. Big game, James.
By that logic, I'm surprised they didn't put Magic Mason on here.
I'm just stupefied by some of this. Can I?
No, you're not. You secretly love it because we're talking about it right now.
It's rage bait. I'm embarrassed by this, though. And if I am naming a player that I should know way more, who the hell. Who the blue hell is Brennan Presley?
I don't see it on here.
90th, Oklahoma State.
Oh, I think the person that made this list is an Oklahoma State fan, because look at all the Oklahoma State guys on here.
Thurman Thomas.
Zach Robinson is 42nd.
Thurman Thomas is on there at 96, but they used the wrong colors to make it look like he's from Clemson.
Yeah, he got a raw deal.
How is Mason Rudolph not on there?
That's what I just said. Yeah.
It's got to be an Okie State fan. You're right.
Because Barry Sanders is one, but I don't have an issue with.
But wouldn't an Oklahoma State fan not put Oklahoma players on there? They got Dede Westbrook for crying out loud at 58.
He also put Kyler Murray ahead of Adrian Peterson, which is outlandish.
Did he put Baker on this list?
No.
A Heisman winner.
Yeah, that's a bad job.
I'm just trying to see. Like,
Blake Bortles made it, though, at 94.
Kool-Aid McKinstry,
Peterson made
Drew
it
Locke and A.J. McCarron in there at 91 and 92.
Well, you boys know what the biggest injustice of all here is. One, Tommy Frazier not included.
Good point.
Where the F is Tommy Frazier on this list?
All right.
It's the whole, like, oh, you're accusing us of rage bait and clickbait. You only send that tweet out if you know that people caught you red-handed. I like this one, Donnie, though.
People accuse me of that, and I don't even know what the term meant until like 5 minutes ago.
I think the funny thing about you is that now you actually do that, but the fun organic part was that you actually did just put out your real thoughts unfettered, and it made people, they were so off kilter that they made people convinced that you were doing it as a bit. I think that actually kind of puts you in rarefied air. I'm surprised Toby Gearhart wasn't on this list.
Well, you know what he did. He played the game the right way.
How about Owen Marisic? We could get a fullback linebacker on there. Miles Jack.
That Toby Gearhart.
Oh, he was deceptively fast
that
when you see him in the open
constant field.
And I'll tell you what. Wait, you want to talk
Baker,
about a cerebral
Baker
player?
Baker is on the list. 19. Oh, okay. They have him at Texas Tech, though, not Oklahoma.
Is it just an state of Oklahoma football fan, then?
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of Oklahoma State guys. Maybe you could have had a Tulsa player on there.
All right, you can go find that online.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.